This is Lowell Hybe, Director of Communications with Lutherans for Life, and I'm sitting here with Dr. James Lamb, who is the Executive Director of Lutherans for Life. Dr. Lamb was recently out in California on a tour, and he has some stories to share about how things went and how the For Life message was received.
Thank you, Lowell. Yes, I was able to get out to Bethany Lutheran Church in Long Beach, California. And I was there for Life Sunday, which this year was January 22nd, was on a Sunday. So they had planned this for over a year in advance to have me come out and not only speak at the church, preach there a couple of services, and then did a large gathering in between services. But they have a school there as well, so I was able to talk to about 75 sixth through eighth graders on Friday. And we talked with them about the handiwork of God, which is our presentation that deals with the value that God gives to life with his hands, that every human being is created by God's hands, and every human being is redeemed by his hand stretched out on a cross, and every human being is someone God wants to call into an eternal relationship with him and then hold them in his hands. So I had opportunity to talk to students, young people, and then the many members of Bethany Lutheran Church, that congregation.
How would you say the message was received? Was this something they were familiar with already, or was this something new to them?
For some, it was new, but for others had heard of Lutherans for Life. I'd been there like 3 years ago, same congregation, so they had that input. But there's also the group that organized this. They call it their Community Action Committee, and they're responsible for dealing with the For Life issues as well. So they continued to raise awareness of Lutherans for Life in between times, and the reception, I just felt very, very well received. One of the things I do is we always have we call it our membership brochure, and we have that available for people to pick up. And usually it's on a table someplace in a narthex, and I just ask people if they'd like to grab one of those. And this one really went fast. Lots of people took it. So that was a good message that it was received. And we've had good comments from members of the congregation, good comments from some of the teachers that were at that presentation. And from some of the students that, you know, I saw the students more than once. I saw them at school, and then they were part of that presentation on Sunday morning. The confirmands were there, and they also sang in church, so got to interact with them, and you know, they would say things like, you know, wow, that was good, or I really learned a lot, or I never knew about this. So it was good to have that little bit of feedback from the young people.
What kind of questions did they ask at the school in particular? Anything stand out?
Yeah, one question did stand out. This gal who was an eighth grader, she asked if a 16-year-old is pregnant, and her mother forces her to have an abortion. Is it the 16-year-old's fault that she did that? Is she guilty of doing that? And that gave me opportunity to talk about the tremendous pressure that our teens face, and a lot of times, unfortunately, it is from mom. And so that 16-year-old in that kind of situation really doesn't have a choice and is forced into that. Unfortunately, later on, both that teen and that mom and dad, perhaps, that participated in that and forced it to happen, they're all going to have to deal with that. And so it allowed me to, I kind of bridged from there into talking about the struggles that men and women have after an abortion. So it was a great question.
Do you find that the kids are up to speed on some of these life issues? Are they more aware of what's happening in the world than you might have expected based on the age level?
The short answer is yes. And, you know, we've been doing this about 15 years now, over 15 years. And I've seen an increase in that awareness, nothing empirical, but it appears to me that the young people know more and more. One example, one of the things I like to do is I give this presentation on the value of human life, and we really don't talk specifically in the presentation about abortion or euthanasia or any of those things. But when I'm all done and they have this grasp of what God has done that gives value to human life, then I ask this question, so what do we do in our society that devalues life? And abortion, just come, people, they vocalize it, the students say it, it's instantaneous. So they know about abortion at that 6th through 8th grade kind of level. It's out there. They understand what it is, because that's the next question I ask. When they say abortion, I say, okay, what is abortion? And, you know, they'll typically answer, you know, the killing of a baby before it's born. They know what that is.
You mentioned you did the Handiwork of God presentation, and we are working on getting a DVD prepared of that presentation. Maybe talk a little bit about what's in store for this coming year in terms of DVD offerings along this line.
Several years ago, we produced a curriculum for our Christian day schools called Teaching for Life. And from the very beginning, we wanted to use that as a building block for other curricula. And so we developed 9 key concepts with that curriculum. And the idea was to use those 9 as building blocks. So now we're working on this adult course, and we have decided to use some of the presentations that we do and tape them and have a DVD presentation. So Handiwork of God, which is to me a foundational presentation, a foundational thing that all of us need to understand. Now that's our first one, and that's going to be out very soon. And we've also taped one called The Other End of Life, and that deals obviously with end of life issues. We've taped one entitled The Abundant Life, and that deals with John 10:10, where Jesus said, I came that they may have life and have it abundantly. And we answer the question, well, what does that mean, the abundant life? And really it deals with the theology of the cross and how God works in and through the struggles and problems we have in our life. And we have one coming up focused more on the younger folks, Chastity, the Choice of Champions. We're going to do one on post-abortion healing, and then probably use other DVDs that are already out there on things like creation and some of the other life issues where other people have done good work. But we want to eventually package these into a series, and we're calling it Equipping the Church for Life. So there'll be a DVD with a study guide on all the major life issues.
We would encourage those of you who are listening today to check LifeDate and check the website for more on this DVD series. Thank you, Dr. Lamb.
You're welcome.